Today we're welcoming John, who is publicly professing his faith and being confirmed. The Bible says, if the confession Jesus is Lord is on your lips, and the faith that God raised him from the dead is in your heart, you will find salvation. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. By baptism into Christ's death, we were buried with him, so that as Christ was raised from the dead by the glorious power of the Father, we also might set out on a new life. John, through the faith of others, you were brought to baptism that you might be brought up within the Church of Jesus Christ and respond to him in faith for yourself. You now come of your own choice to profess publicly your own faith in the Lord Jesus and to receive prayer for the strengthening of that faith by the Holy Spirit. Would you please stand? I must ask you the following questions. Do you reject sin, confess your need of God's forgiving grace, and pledge yourself to glorify God and to love your neighbor? Do you believe the Christian faith into which we are baptized?
I do.
Would the congregation please stand? And we'll together affirm our Christian faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. And this is a question and answer form, so I'll ask you the first question. Do you believe in God who made you and loves you? I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. Do you believe in Jesus Christ, your Savior and Lord? I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again, he ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in the Holy Spirit and the continuing work of our salvation? I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life ever after. Amen. Would you please remain standing? Let us pray. Loving Father, we praise you for our confidence and hope in Jesus Christ. We thank you for our shared life in one church, our one baptism into Jesus Christ, and our experience of your Holy Spirit in fellowship and service. Anoint and cheer us with the abundance of your grace, that we may always be ready to respond to your call to commit ourselves further in Christian discipleship through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. John, could you please kneel? Defend, O Lord, your servant John, with your heavenly grace, that he may continue yours forever and daily increase in your Holy Spirit until he comes to your everlasting kingdom. Amen. Would you please stand? In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the King and Head of the Church, and by the authority of this Kirk Session, I welcome and receive you within the fellowship of the Lord's table and admit you to the full privileges of the children of God and the responsibilities of membership within this congregation of the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. May your sharing in our life together bring blessing to you and to all of us. The peace of the Lord Jesus be always with you. Now, if I could invite the elders to come out to greet John as he's come to join us round the Lord's table. You can sit down. And the rest of you can greet John later. We've got a gift for you, John. Here is a Bible. And here also are two sets of daily notes.
Well, thank you.
So let's welcome John. Jesus said, "Whoever will acknowledge me before others, I will acknowledge before my Father in heaven." The harvest of the Spirit, St. Paul tells us, is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, fidelity, gentleness, and self-control. If the Spirit is the source of life, let the Spirit also direct its course. I must now ask you to make the following affirmations. John, believing in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and confessing Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord, do you promise to join regularly with your fellow Christians in worship on the Lord's Day?
I do.
Do you promise to be faithful in reading the Bible and in prayer? Do you promise to give a fitting proportion of your time, talents, and money for the church's work in the world?
I do.
Do you promise, depending on the grace of God, to profess publicly your loyalty to Jesus Christ, to serve him in your daily work, and to walk in his ways all the days of your life?
I do.
May God, who is the ground of hope, fill you with all joy and peace as you lead the life of faith, until by the power of the Holy Spirit, you overflow with hope. Let us pray. God of all grace, we pray that you would guard this your servant, whom you have called to your eternal glory in Christ. Confirm him by your Spirit, sustain him by your word and by your sacrament. Fill him with all joy in your service and help him to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Help him to live by faith, to walk in hope, and be renewed in love until the world reflects your glory and you are all in all. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.